Video: Virginia community reeling after firefighter killed, 13 more injured during home explosion. By Amy Furr on February 17, 2024. A firefighter was killed and 13 others injured during a home explosion on Friday in Sterling, Virginia, according to local officials. "I'd say this is the worst call we can respond to. And this is a time when we need to support each other and hold each other," said Loudoun County Fire and Rescue Asst. Chief James Williams, for NBC Washington. When describing the scene, Williams said, "Total devastation. There's a debris field well into the street and into the neighborhood." In a social media post early on Saturday, the agency shared the name of the firefighter who died during the incident. The fallen firefighter from last night's home explosion in Sterling has been identified as firefighter Trevor Brown, 45, of the Sterling Volunteer Fire Company. He has been affiliated with the Loudoun County Combined Fire and Rescue System since 2016. "Please keep firefighter Brown's family, friends, and colleagues in your thoughts and prayers during this difficult time, and we ask that the family's privacy be respected." The agency also said there were 13 patients in addition to the deceased firefighter as a result of the explosion, noting the group included 11 first responders and 2 civilians with various injuries. 4 of the first responders are still hospitalized. In another social media post on Saturday, Loudoun County Fire and Rescue detailed what led up to the incident. "At approximately 7:38 p.m. on Friday, February 16, 2024, the Loudoun County Emergency Communications Center received a 911 call reporting an odor of gas outside of a residence in the 300 block of Silver Ridge Drive in Sterling. Upon arrival, units from Sterling located a 500-gallon underground propane tank with a leak on the side of the residence and requested the Loudoun County's Hazardous Materials Response Team, as well as additional units from Sterling, South Riding, numerous command staff and safety officers. A short time later, units on scene reported a catastrophic explosion concurrent with multiple maydays from firefighters inside the residence. A rapid intervention task force and a second alarm were requested, bringing additional units from Fairfax County and the Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority. Upon receiving the multiple maydays and calls for help, fire and rescue crews worked to locate and rescue the trapped members from the debris that covered them. Aerial video footage shows the leveled home with smoke and flames billowing into the air. Authorities said the Loudoun County Fire and Rescue Fire Marshal's Office is still investigating the exact cause of the incident, noting there is no ongoing danger to neighbors. The fallen firefighter was transported to the office of the chief medical examiner to determine the cause and manner of death. Additional information regarding the investigation will be released as appropriate, the Loudoun County Fire and Rescue Agency said.